happened?
Just wondering why we're so small and stupid.
What happened to the movie, the music?
I turned it off.
I'm going to be he who comes on your mom. I mean, he who comes with the dawn in my full Aiel. I'm veiled, bitch. It's time to kill. That's all I'm saying. Jeremy, are you happy? Are you happy?
Not there yet, Justin. Nobody knows what that means. Come
Dang
on.
it!
Come
Dang
on.
it! Not
Oh,
even
there
my
we
veiled
go.
head.
There we
Ah,
go. Now we're
sweet. Now I look
breathing.
extra fat, tired, and sunburned. Excellent.
All right,
What I
everyone. This is
like
going to
better than
be.
looking puffy on camera.
This is, I might be a little more subdued as usual. It's because I have family sleeping just on the other side of that
Boring fucking nerd.
they're actually not sleeping yet, so I don't have to be. I'm just trying not to. I know if I get worked up, I'll never come back down.
What you should do is put me on speaker somehow, and then I will be loud for you.
Oh, I can do that. And
Is
you,
that
well,
not
you see, I've got for the first time ever, I'm wearing an earbud because I can't figure out on StreamYard how to get my voice to come through my headphones. And so
Oh.
it's just like when you're wearing headphones on the bus, you're like, hey, you're like, dude, I'm fucking right here.
You're screaming, and I don't need you to do that.
I
Okie
know.
dokie.
You're not talking to me on a circa Vietnam. Send in the napalm. Send napalm.
I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
Wow, that hurt. All right. Well, we've already doubled our viewership. We've got two. So, hi, Jeremy. I'm just going to assume one of them's you. And
Dr. Venture, if you will, you son of a bitch.
hopefully the other one is the gentleman trying to save our soul. Good for you.
I think
But.
one person.
Well, and something I didn't think of until this one, because I'm this one's gonna have, obviously last week we had a ton to say because we hadn't recorded in 6 months. We hadn't watched an episode in a year, all that shit. But like there's really no reason to do like a beginning to end synopsis. Like maybe when we get into season three and we start watching some of the episodes we haven't
Just because we
seen as
haven't beat
much.
those up as much. Yeah, no, this is mostly just like talking about the stuff that like we've kind of noticed as far as like nitpicking and shit like that. So.
Yeah, what's your opening take on this episode? Oh, by the way, we're your Wolf Brothers. Justin's got the intro down. I'm still working on my intro. He was on it today. But we're talking about season one, episode numero dos, Shadows Waiting, directed by Uta Brezowitz. Yeah, did you know?
No, she's the hottest director around, Rafe Judkins right now. I don't know. I have no idea.
She's got, you know what I realized I'm gonna do some I'm gonna make a bit soon. I'm going to Iowa in a couple weeks, so I'm gonna make it my airplane viewing. My son lives there. Come
Oh, right. I was like, Iowa.
on. And and he's turning 21.
What, Nebraska didn't want any of that? Let's
No,
go.
Nebraska, they actually have a hill or two in Nebraska. Iowa was like, no.
Crazy.
We don't we don't need none of that. Just
It's more like just like a rise next to a meadow. That's not really.
It's, you know what's funny though is like I drove from Iowa to Denver in as fast as you can do that trip. Like I couldn't dick around. I just had to get there. And like doing that trip immediately, you realize you are just in a constant, from Iowa up to the Mile High City. You're just, if you're just in Nebraska, you don't notice it. But if you're driving from Iowa there, you realize you're at a 2% grade
For
all
like four states. Yeah.
forever, just forever, just
Jeez.
driving up. But
Well,
yeah, so but it's what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna watch movies with these actors in, other movies with these actors in it. Like Perrin, what's his name? He's been in a few
He's
things.
never been in anything else. Quit lying.
He's
Barney's never been in anything. Come on.
well, that guy fucking I hey, let's just start it. But now we need to work up to where Barney is.
Gotta work up to that. But I don't think I could top last week's, to be honest.
I know you fucking you.
I was like off. That was just off the top of the fucking head too. I don't know what the fuck I was thinking.
Justin just cleared the
Boom, Grand Slam. We're done here.
bases.
I am the Shohei Ohtani of stupid jokes.
Ohtani because he pitches himself his own jokes. He's like.
And I used to lay on my back and play catch with myself with a nurse football. So it's just, that's what I do.
Justin played with
Oh.
himself other ways, laying on his back too. But you can
Let's
only
just
jerk off.
talk about that. I was
so many times
fishing, laying on my back with my rod out. Damn it! So I started to watch this on I think Sunday night, maybe not Sunday night because I worked that night, but I think Monday. And my first note was rewatch of Tribulation. First watch this late as fucking crossfaded. Where's fucking Dane? Because bro, come on and let's get drunk and make fun of shit. Here we go. And then I watched like 10 minutes and was like, you know what? Let's just not. It's let's not. Like I like read that a couple times and I was like, yeah, you know, let's try. I mean, not that
let's
I'm not trying.
Let's be professional. Let's be a professional.
You know, I mean, well. Meat wad.
Oh my God, so great. So first of all, because you spend so much of that first episode in the Two Rivers. The Two Rivers is cool, but it's not panoramic. But this one, watching this one, with motion smoothing on, was beautiful. It was
picturesque. Yeah, this episode definitely has like some like kind of movie moments in it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's funny because I didn't really think about it until you said it, and I'm like, oh yeah. I didn't have a ton of like just rewatching the first two episodes. Like, I don't know if I just had time to be like, and deal with all the stupidity. But these first two episodes, I'm pretty happy with. You know, there's a lot of dumb little things and they add up. That's why last week got a 6, because it's like, there's a lot of good stuff. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, they did so many stupid little things that it had potential to be like an 8. But it's like just stupid little exposition things. You know, Moraine not, you know, just kind of announcing herself, or, you know, Lan's like, this is Moraine Sedai, like she's a fucking queen or something. You know, they're very secretive about that in the book. So that was, you know, stuff like that. It's pretty minor if you're not a book reader, but at the same time, they start to stack up. You're like, dude, you're like, and what it is I think, and like not everything, but there is enough things that he did that with to where they had to retcon and fix them later. So not only did you waste screen time the first time, you had to go back and waste screen time fixing it, yeah. Which is, you know, that's just, you're starting kind of behind the ball already. You can only have so many of those before you're like, well, you know, we're a season behind already because of all this dumb shit, because we're going to fix it, you know. And then, you know, we still don't know why Barney left, but that's something that can happen, right? I mean, actors change, actors die, actors decide they don't want to act anymore, they go to rehab, they can't do the show, what the fuck ever. That happens all the time, so that's not a show killer by any means. It never has been, as long as they, you know, I mean, fuck, they got Thor's lame ass little brother to play fucking Geralt in the new Witcher, so apparently he does a good job too.
Yeah, sorry,
I'm a Chris Hemsworth guy after the vacation.
Oh, I see that here.
He wanted to come in and show us a six pack.
Is it Hemsworth? Is there an L in there?
Yeah, Hemsworth, like Helm's Deep, I think. Or no, actually, I think it's Hemsworth, actually. I thought
you're like the third person on like three different podcasts I've heard say Hemsworth today. So
first of all, it doesn't matter. He's beautiful, and he's the God of Thunder. I don't care. L, no L. I don't give a shit. Like I said, have you seen the vacation movie with his? He's like, he's trying to show his six pack off. She's like, or his 12 inch cock.
What you got here, Justin? So you want to touch? What you touch here? These buttons right here.
Yeah, I saw.
Hey guys, you can only get that on the video feed. Come join us.
come join us. It's funny, my wife, God rest her soul, she was very much not a joke,
like, for those of you who weren't here last week.
not a joke. If you weren't here last week, my wife is actually dead. I miss her very much. It's, you got to laugh at it because she would have laughed at it.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. Would've. Nobody made me laugh in my life more than her. And she was fucked up, but she had a great sense of humor. But she's definitely not like a star crusher or star fucker in any way. I think the only other person I ever heard her talk about was Ryan Reynolds, which she somehow would try to say I compared me to, and I just please stop. That's offensive to Ryan Reynolds, and we should stop that.
Justin's a chubby Ben Affleck at best.
I have gotten Ben Affleck most in my life.
There's nothing wrong with being a chubby Ben Affleck. But, no. And Justin isn't that chubby. But
now I'm skinny Ben Affleck, bro. Dead wife, lose 25 pounds. Look at this. Beautiful. Sexy. But she pointed out there was like some Instagram thing and he was doing some like charity thing, like workout thing, and he's got some like workout shorts on. She's like, you know, I'm not about this, because look at the fucking guy's hog. I think it's kind of like the fucking movie. Like, this isn't a joke. This is not a joke. This is real life. And I fucking remember I laughed. Like, it was one of the things I laughed, because she just, that was one of the things, like, she did not notice things about people like that. And for pretty fucking funny.
Well, she didn't get, and I could be wrong, I don't know this for sure, but she didn't really get two-dimensional crushes. Like, if she couldn't touch it or feel it, she was
not at all. I guess definitely not a star fucker.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, like, definitely. Her adopted sister, though, on the other hand. Ronnie James Dio? Yes.
Lisa's adopted little sister?
She has an adopted older sister. Her mom adopted her out. She met her when she was, like, 29. She lives here in Spokane.
And how does Ronnie James Dio come into this?
Is it story time?
Her older sister is
Dio. She has had encounters with several rock stars.
Wow. Ronnie James Dio
was the there was another one that was fairly famous, like mid-80s rock stars. Like, I've seen some pictures of Nancy, just huge hair. She's definitely a big music person, and she told Lisa that story, and Lisa told me that story, and I was like, she was just like, she named like three, like, you know, and these aren't the people. Ronnie James Dio, yes, but it was like, you know, Ronnie James Dio, yep, Poison, yep. Like, she said the band on one of them, like the whole band. And it was like, like I said, and I don't want to say her name, but I was like, it was funny because she told me, I was like, shut up. She goes, hey, I don't know. Just the way she said it was just like this.
Oh my God. That is amazing.
Yeah. So anyways, we need to stay on Wheel of Time at least at first. So I don't know. This episode, I thought, had so much good in it. And then, like I said, again, just dumb little things that as soon as you really start to get into it, it's like it not breaks the fourth wall exactly, but kind of you're like, oh, right, this is a TV show. Like, you start getting immersed, and then you're like, yeah, oh, right, Perrin sucks at acting.
Yeah. Oh, you're going to go to the scariest. You're going to go to the scariest place on Earth and split up? Yeah.
Sweet. Is this Scream? Good job. Is this Ghostface? Yeah. Is he gonna stabby? I really like
play a game.
I really like the one that was like when they had like the movie in it that parried it, you know, that was about Scream, and it was called Stab or whatever.
I've been watching those. Like, last year I got super into horror movies around Halloween, and this year I don't want to watch real horror, so I've been watching like all the scary movies. A couple other ones. I've just been like,
Donald Trump's speech to the like Air Force or Navy or whatever. A lot of beautiful people been following me since 2016. I'm sure of it. You know, as they're beautiful.
What? So I did know it was really cool. What made me happy about this rewatch is I noticed a couple things in this rewatch that I hadn't, not big things, but still just like, oh, I just told, like, if you told me they asked this scene in later, I'd believe you. Like,
yeah,
I totally don't.
I enjoyed the first two episodes quite a bit, forgetting like how much good it was. You know, it's like those first two were pretty solid. Like I said, he fucked himself for future stuff by stupid little dumb shit that he did.
Yeah.
Not
we're gonna get
him,
to that in a minute.
You know,
I do want to say I loved it because I'm pretty sure, like, I wrote it down, like, oh my God. And then the more I thought about it, I was like, oh yeah, last time we did a rewatch, I think Justin and Jeremy yelled at me for not noticing that the Aes Sedai's hands were cut off. It's like I somehow never picked up on it.
He's like playing with them. You're like, her hands are cut off. I'm like, he's literally picking them up, like, dee 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 dee, patty cake. Like, oh. Yeah, I mean, first of all, like, that was something that was really good. Like, the White Cloaks camp, it has that feel, you're like, this is fucked up. Like, I know they seem like they're kind of supposed to be the good guys, but they're definitely, like, you know, the ice of this.
Do the White Cloaks have any official power? Are they just, like, another race of
they're kind of Proud Boyish. They're their own kind of group, you know what I mean? And like, they do have some ties with, I believe, the, like, I don't know if they have ties, but they're where their, you know, base is a place called Amadicia. And I don't know, there is like a king, or, you know, there's like a sovereign there. I don't remember exactly what, but they're kind of the power in that country. You know, it's like, you know,
are they a power because they took it, or are they a power because people are like, will you please protect us?
No. You know what? I'd have to look that up in the origins of the White Cloaks, but I think they're kind of self-made, okay, as far as, like, you know, their belief system and stuff. They're basically like religious zealots is the best I could kind of come up with. And their camp is money. You know, fucking Valda is a fucking cunt in the most British sense of the word. And, you know, somehow those are the scariest people to me, even in real life, is that the ones who truly believe in their virtue and they're actually really shitty people. Those are the most dangerous people, in my opinion, is people who really believe in what they're doing and it's awful.
Absolutely.
And so I thought they captured that really well as far as the White Cloaks go. Like, when you first see them, you kind of want to believe in their virtue, and then you see them immediately and you're like, no, you guys are
There's a minute where you're like, well, they're not terrible people. He just, you know, it's like different sects of Christian.
And then you see him fucking eating, making his mouth bleed while he burns a lady. And you're like, oh, you know what I don't like to do when human flesh is burning? Eat meat.
That cuts your mouth.
Yeah, and I mean, I just got to guess because I've never had to be in that situation, but I'm just going to go ahead and say, yeah. Also, thank God I had an extra pair of these. Thank God for late wifey stuff. Because I decided to, you know, throw a headphone in the fucking lake today, I guess, or lose it somewhere because I just like to feed the lake stuff every week. It's my sacrifice so I can catch fish. I'm like, oh, I have to catch fish? Good times.
Let me see your new phone. Now that we're on the subject.
It's Lisa's old phone. I got so stressed out because I couldn't find my old phone that had a broken speaker so I could transfer all her shit to it just to make sure I didn't lose anything. I already lost all my text messages and shit from her, which, you know, they were just mostly fucking telling me what a piece of shit I was anyway.
And you downloaded all the pictures.
And we're already on the cloud and stuff. So that was like my main concern that I was going to lose the pictures from her phone, but I didn't. So flipped it, got her phone. And you know what? She was right. It is kind of shitty. It fucks up all the time. I made fun of her a lot. I'm like, you just suck at technology. And I'm like, well, I'm sorry. You know what? This phone is kind of booty. Wow, that's a big spider up there. Right. Dude, I found two spiders like in the last week that are like, one was in my bathroom. And both of them were in my bathroom.
You don't got Lisa there all day long to tell the spiders this is not for
real
you.
Talk, bro. Like, I thought something was wrong with me at first because like our water, when it sits in the toilet all day, it starts to smell kind of like sulfury.
Yeah.
I'm like, I think I might be dying. And I'm like, someone was like, no, that's how the water in Spokane smells if you don't flush it like 5 times a day. I'm like, if
your lady isn't at home peeing every half hour.
Okay. Thank God. Jesus Christ.
Now, if you smell burnt toast, call someone.
I'm having a stroke. What's happening?
Go ahead.
But I was saying, the White Cloak and Crow was definitely like, I felt like they killed that. You know, you get to see the differences in even Valda. And I don't know if that was Jeff from Bornhold or not, but whoever he was, he's obviously a more virtuous guy. You know, he goes, we don't really deal with the Aes Sedai, but you should go find an Aes Sedai to kill that because otherwise you're fucking dead. So fact that he would even say that is showing that he's a lot more open-minded than a lot of the White Cloak. Because generally they refer to them as witches. Even Moraine says, oh, you know, witches and everything or whatever. She says,
well, everyone hates Christians until they get a ghost in the house. And then all of a sudden, you know.
That's Catholics, buddy.
Want to call a priest.
Spiritu Sante. That's Catholics, not Christian. Big fucking difference. Just ask
Catholic,
one.
Catholic is not a sect of Christianity?
Christianity is a sect of Catholicism.
Oh, my God.
Hey, the Vatican, they're Catholic.
You know what's funny, Justin? It makes me so happy that I don't know this.
Why the fuck do I know it? Why do
you know
I
know a lot? Justin's kind of a steel trap when it comes to that. Like,
I think the word you're looking for is idiot savant, but yes.
Oh, there you go. It's a better word. But that's what I was going to say. On that, I need to come back to something in a minute. But that encounter with them, so it's so funny to me because at first they make a big deal. Jeffrey, who we think is Bornholt, makes a big deal. He's like, "Hey, we've got a questioner here. We have a questioner with us. He wants to talk to you."
Well, yeah, he has a contingent of like 8 more people who are like his, you know.
Exactly, which is weird because the first way he says it, he's like, "I got a questioner here," but then he said, "Child Valdez says me and a bunch of questioners."
Like 8 questioners are gonna take off.
Can you imagine a worse road trip in your life than 8 questioners horseback through the
Seriously. Fire? Well, you know, they probably have a good time because they're just talking about all the people they're going to fucking, oh, shit, dark friends everywhere.
Oh, God. See, now, if they were talking about actually fucking them, that might be fun, but it's like different ways they're going to cut their hands off and burn them at the stakes is terrible. So now I'm going to back up a little bit just because, like I said, I told you we're not going to go through this whole episode, but I'm going to go through my notes in order. Did you notice?
I'm going to try to.
Did you notice the fire going backwards when Perrin is at the fire? So when Perrin is alone at the camp,
is it right before they all have the dreams?
Yes.
He's probably asleep.
No, he's not, because Egwene comes out and joins him right after that. And it's so fucking weird. I think
what
so.
Do you mean what do you mean it goes backwards?
The fire goes forward, and at some point there's a they don't, and that's the weird thing, is they don't really make a serious boom, like you expect like the music to really like, whoa.
Do you think it's like just a continuity mistake? Like, I don't understand what you mean by going backwards, like it gets smaller or
No, they reversed the tape. Like the video footage goes in reverse, which is fine if you're trying to make some trippy point, which they don't.
Does anything else happen right before Egwene comes up? Anything?
I'm gonna find out here in a minute.
Wolfy or anything? Because I bet he falls asleep for a second and then she comes and wakes him up. I mean, maybe they don't ever cover it, but I bet that's what they were going for. Because as we get into the second season, they start doing all the weird shit with Tel and Riad. I bet that's it, and they just don't ever cover it.
It's just so. It's one of those things where
I'll have to check that out though and see what you mean, because I really can't picture it at all.
I'm like, you should have either done more with it or less. Like, it's so weird to the
point. Like, they should at least notice it, the people in the scene. Is that what you mean? Like they should be like, whoa, what was that about? Or like, you know, they should react in some way or
something. Oh, here it is. Okay, you know what, watch. You might not be able to see it, but you'll at least know what part I'm talking about. Okay, wait for it.
Okay, so he's looking at his leg. He's got the cut.
Okay, so it's right before that, which makes sense, because then...
Yeah, his mouth's open. What a surprise.
Okay, it's going to be... I don't want to fast forward it, because then we'll be here all day, so I'm just going to let it play.
I can't see anything.
Yeah, I'm going to fix it before it...
I know the scene you're talking about. I can't...
So there it is, and backwards. So it starts forward.
Looping that, bro. That's a mistake. There's no.
Well, I don't think it's a mistake. That was my next thing. Is that did they just need three more seconds of fire?
Probably.
Like, because they make a little bit of a whoa, but not enough.
We could save $5,000 if we just loop this fire for 4 seconds. Yeah, I think either that or it's literally one of those things that, like, you know, there were so many other bad things throughout the season that you can't. You just can't fix everything. And like, I think there's just another thing. It's like Rafe blowing it, you know,
because I don't think it's a I think they did it on purpose. There just wasn't a real overarch. Like, I'm going to start paying attention now whenever for the next couple episodes, especially while Perrin's like worried about his because that's the
maybe it's like, you know, the flame, you know, like how they're trying to like make her concentrate on the flame to channel or something. I don't fucking know. That's
because I did. Oh, it was right after she was hanging with I did notice my big 5.1 surround sound were the wolves in the back speakers. That was very cool. It was super duper cool to hear the wolves behind me.
They did a good job spreading them out, even on like not a surround sound system. They sound crazy. I remember I was listening to it on headphones, so it was like,
oh yeah.
So I do kind of like the, you know, like the way they're leaving. They're crossing the river. The Trollocs are following them. I don't know. I think that's a cool scene. I can only think that there's probably trout in that river, so maybe I could fish there if there's no Trollocs. I don't know. I might have a problem. I have like fucking. I had to pay a bunch of bills, so I have like probably $100 to get me to payday, which is like the 25th. And I was like, I could probably go spend $25 on crankbaits today. I lost a couple. Like, but should you? You can, but should you? And I'm like, no, but I'm gonna.
By the way, Jeremy says you do have a problem.
Shut up, Jeremy.
Can you get to the comments?
Yeah, I just like.
I mean, don't make a big deal out of it, but you know, especially if you want to tell Jeremy to go fuck himself.
Oh, I love that.
You got should be on the right side, up on the top.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. Oh, and by the way, if the stinger for this episode isn't "Dude, Where's My Car?" And then there were four and thens in this episode.
Oh my God. See, stuff like that, like to claim to be so like intrinsically familiar with, you know, the source material, like Rafe says he is. It's like, was that you last week? It's like I think his mom, you know, maybe like left some stuff out or colored it in a way where like, okay, we're just not going
to. So I think this is. Go ahead.
Have you seen the Gentleman TV show, the Netflix show? There's a movie.
No, but it's
McConaughey. So the guy who's the ferryman is in that, and he's a Liverpudlian religious coke dealer. He's John the Gospel, and like all of his like Irish Catholic boys are like a bunch of fucking serious drug dealers, and he's like the main guy in it, and he's so good in it. And he's like autistically awkward. He'll be like talking, and he'll be like, "Do you mind if I keep this gun for a minute?"
Oh.
After just being like super calm and shit and like almost speaking like scripture. It's
funny. Yeah, that's one of those shows I'm really
I recognized his voice immediately. I was like, that's John Ross. When I started looking at him, I was like, yep, it's fucking him.
that's one of those shows I'm so bummed that Kelly doesn't want to get into, because like I know I'll like it, but I'm having trouble getting into shows without having someone else there to be like, let's watch another episode. Let's watch another episode.
See, so, Gentleman is cool. You could piecemeal it, and it's like it's really good, and you don't. It's like it's not super. It's Guy Ritchie, so you don't have to like. It's not a brain buster. You know, you can just kind of put it on for fun. It's super entertaining, and like if you were to like miss an episode, you can go back and. Oh, okay, I got it. Like, it's not like you have to, you know. You know what's funny is it's always been in the book. The Deepwater thing is kind of dumb to me now. I know they had to have, they have to have an Achilles heel, right? The Trollocs have to have an Achilles heel. But I was just like, you know, they're half animal. And think in your head, how many animals, if you throw them into water, will just sink? My pit bull Marley, Thor without his fucking life jacket.
How many hoofed animals? Like, bro, horses swim there like was dolphins.
Horses swim. There was a fucking moose at the lake 2 weeks ago when I was launching my boat, swimming around the water. I see fucking deer swim all the time. I've literally been next to a deer and helped it get across the lake when I was a kid with my dad. I was around the boat, and it's just like, dude, that's a long way to go, buddy.
It would be better.
Maybe goats don't swim. I don't know. Maybe goats.
It would be. I'll look that up. It would be better, yeah, if they just didn't touch water ever for any. Like, it almost. It was like. It was
like Mogwai, like, ah, it kills them or something. Totally. They don't multiply. Like, they just fucking, like, light on fire or something.
Like holy water
to a vet. Yeah.
Because yeah, when I had forgotten it was only deep water when they were chasing them across the shallow river. I was like,
yeah, they just go, they don't even hesitate, you know. What if there was a deep hole there? They didn't even think about it.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, a little. It's one or the other. And it's one of those things too where like, yeah, it probably writes better than it shows on TV.
Here's my first thing. I think the Trollocs were great, especially the practical effects. I think they, you know, they got a little wonky sometimes in certain scenes, but for the most part, they were good, right? While the Fades were sufficiently scary, going back, I hate them. Fades in the books were supposed to be like, they would look like me with no facial hair and no eyes. And they just have like kind of like whitish hair. They weren't like some egg-shaped, you know.
Oh, the Fades, not the ones with the ember eyes, the ones with the...
No, that's Ishmael in fucking costume. I'm talking about the Fades. Like, so I feel like they could have nailed that way better with, like, practical effects and not wasted, like, CGI budget on that. I think they could have done that really well because while Fades look a lot alike, they are nuanced. They are all a little bit different. They're not carbon copies. They're close, but, you know. So I feel like that could have been a budget saver and not have to make a fucking egg with a sarlacc mouth. That's all I could think of is like, it looks like a fucking a Humpty Dumpty egg with a sarlacc mouth face. Like, I don't know.
All right. Since you mentioned special effects, we're going to get into it right now.
Okay.
Here, and this is going to get you people out there, feel free.
Whoa, you people. Start, easy.
To start writing.
I'm listening. I'm going to get some whiskey.
We get it, Dez. We know what your problem is. Stop talking about it. Because I think this is going to be my beef all the way through this rewatch. Is it makes me so mad how dedicated Rafe was to how the show looked. Because it costs so much fucking money to make it look that good. And it's just like, was it really worth it, Rafe, to travel halfway around the world? I mean, I don't know how much it cost them to film at these. I mean, some of these places they film at.
Well, actually, like, I think at first in Prague, they got so many, they get like the government gives kickbacks and shit. So they didn't have to. It was actually a good thing at first. And
but
some
do
of
they
the
get kickbacks if they have to pay extra to go to a secret castle that people aren't even allowed to walk through, none less film at?
I mean, you and I both know that fucking, you know, farting in the wrong place can cost you money. So I'm sure it costs money.
Because here's my problem with it. Yes, these places are beautiful. Yes, when you're standing on top of a mountain and you're just looking off across it, it looks beautiful. But the problem is you have to put so much fucking post-production special effects in anyways. Like Shadar Logoth, I can't hear you. I think you've muted yourself.
And then you got match it to those sceneries, which is probably ultimately going to cost more than just green screening something too, right?
Exactly. Because Shadar Logoth, like, yeah, the post-production on that, like, it didn't just look like that. Like, yeah, there was probably a cool building and a nice walkway, but the whole, like, left side of the street still needs to be CGI'd. All that dirt needs to be CGI'd. All that, you know, it's like, just,
or at times in Taravalan, when there's just no people on the street, you're like, it's still a city. You know, there's still a, you know, 500 something people who live there and work there in the tower, even if you're on the like, it's like,
like, if you can just go to a place and just film it as is, awesome, do it. If it's going to cost you $1 million in post-production anyways, then just save some money. Like, and I know that, again, and this is another thing we're going to come back to a million times, and I'm sorry, but when, like, yes, this show kind of got shit on, and whatever the original release schedule recording plan got fucked, but, like, is it really worth it in the third season to spend $1 million an episode?
Nope. And that's not what fucked it up. You can fucking cry COVID all you want. They handled the COVID stuff actually as best as they could, is my opinion. It's like, I don't think any one COVID thing that they had to change really sunk them.
And
like I said,
it's hard to believe that no one talked to Rafe and was like, hey, you know what? Let's do ourselves a favor and let's simplify this a little bit. So, like, let's not try to fucking compete with Lord of the Rings. Like, let's just make our show in a way that allows us to continue to make it.
That's one of the things. It's funny that you said that, because it's one of the things I kept thinking. It's like, dude, if you could have just cut a few things, a few of the, like, and it's like some of the things that he did that I'm talking about, and like, I'm sure I'll come across some of my notes. It's like, you know how much I tried to spin and reason things our first couple seasons. Like, I mean, I was looking for any connection, and it still never happened. And now going back there, I'm just like, I still can't come up with a reason why some of the decisions were made about how they use screen time. Like, just, you know, okay, I want to get to know our characters. Well, you just failed in that last 5 minutes because nothing's happening.
Yeah. I hate to say it, people out there.
Yes, Jeremy, just like, Jeremy just, made just a good like point. Game of Thrones. Yeah, just like Game of Thrones. Start small, budgety, and then you get big towards the end, right? I mean, that's the way.
Jeremy just mentioned the book starts slow, should have started slower and cheaper. And then when you get your audience, then go out in the world and spend $1 million, you know, taking everybody to Prague.
The times when they tried to, like, do things that were either cute or, you know, like, they tried to, like, nuance it into the book, no nuance that, like, it doesn't hit, right? Like, I mean, it just, you know, it just doesn't hit the way that, and like you said, trying to make, it was almost like he didn't have the confidence in the show that he was making, so he put everything into scenery or something.
Yeah.
I can't see someone really doing that in that position, but I can't come up with any other reason why some of the decisions would have been made. You know, you could have filmed the Two Rivers in, you know, the fucking Appalachians, dude.
It's Spokane. You could have filmed it.
That could have been the Iowa Waste in certain places, dude. Let's go. You know, like, let's be real about it. Hey, the Blight. It's in Idaho.
There's the Yellowstone River in Montana is fucking beautiful. Real quick, so I'm going to say a good thing, and then I'm going to say another bad thing, but I want to say a good thing first. First of all, the good thing, the song. Fucking love the song. I love it.
Yeah, just, I still love that.
It comes out of nowhere. You're not expecting it. You're especially not expecting it from Matt. It pays dividends because he's an old tonguer, so it's beautiful. But then it comes right back. I must have been too busy being excited about the song before. The story Moraine tells directly after
that's great.
After
that whole scene is great.
It's too long. It's too long for the second episode.
You could have got that story in with, you know, 5 less lines and a little bit faster.
Yeah.
It has still told the whole story. When not
four,
one,
don't tell the
not
whole
one,
story.
Not one, not four, not five. Seven,
like,
rings.
Wait until, like that story should ooze out. Like, you don't want your entire audience to feel like they have to go read the book now to understand what the fuck you're talking about.
And here's how you fix it. You make a small reference to Shadar Lugoth and them being betrayed. So, like, they were betrayed, Shadar Lugoth, the city known as Eridol. And then when they show up to Shadar Lugoth, they go, this used to be Eridol.
This was
simple.
Boom.
Simple world building exposition. It saves you 5 minutes minimum.
And I don't have to go read 12 fandom pages to feel like I
right.
know.
And you know what? You could go read fandom pages. That's the whole fucking story. There's really not much else to it. I mean, if you really want to dig in, you can, but, like, that's the story. Like, so, you know, one of the things too, this is one of the missteps that I really hated. It's like, Moraine starts, McGreen's like, you're lying. She's like, am I? And, like, you know, yes and no, right? She certainly was not telling the whole truth. But that just got, like, that oath is useless. If you're a big enough fucking sociopath, it doesn't fucking matter. Your agenda is what you believe, and that's your truth. I know my truth, right? That's it.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. And so I think that's, you know, it's, don't lean into it so hard. You know, that way, because it's, you know, you do it. It's like I said, either they spoon feed you eyedroppers full of lore, or they dump it all on you like a fucking ton of bricks, and there's no fucking happy medium. And that was one of the things that drove me crazy all the way through the show. Yeah. If they could have found a middle ground, I think they could have been a lot more successful. And I just really think that maybe he had a bunch of sycophants around him and were just like, you're the best, Rafe. But like, there was other people who directed episodes and they were almost all better than Rafe. But how did they make that happen without him fucking just finger fucking it up? Because did they just tell him, fuck you or I won't do it? Or was there studio stuff? I want to know, you know, because when he had creative control, it was like, it was always weird shit.
Yeah.
Know?
It was like, you're telling a story, but you're not telling this story.
Well, and not to get too far ahead of ourselves, Manetherim, the song itself, what, fucking 45 seconds?
Maybe? Yeah. Yeah.
Hills of Chanchico is like 2 minutes. Mm. And while it's funny, great, great day drinking scene. We had a lot more to do in the third season. You know, let's go.
Yeah.
So like I said, just easy to skirt the three O's. It's kind of silly. They should have done it a little bit more subtly, so it just didn't. Moraine makes it seem comical, right? It's like, oh, okay, it's easy to get around this. You know what I mean? It doesn't seem serious, and it's supposed to be very serious. Perrin is just such a fucking simp this whole fucking season. Like I said, luckily Marcus got a little bit better. I think part of it is the way he's directed, because he's horrible. He's pouty, his mouth's open. Every time he tries to emote, it's like, I'm gonna be sad, and it's like, well, you're making a confused face. So
yeah.
Are you sad that you're confused, or are you confused that you're sad?
He gets better, but he's just not a good actor when the show.
I think he's the weakest actor in the show, to be honest.
I think he gets better, and I think he takes some acting classes, and I think he gets into the character. Yeah. But
first season, though, I think hands down, there's no worse actor.
First season, they're just like, you look. It's like getting fucking what's his name for Terminator 2. Like, you see a kid in an arcade, and you're like, that looks like John Connor. It's like, it's great that he looks like John Connor. Can he fucking act? Like, you know, thank God that's a Terminator movie. Otherwise it would be unfucking watchable because of him. And like, and Perrin's the same way. It's like, okay, great. He looks the part.
Here's the news. No, he fucking doesn't.
Like, you know, it's like they didn't do the chemistry test. Like, that's so, like, that's how you got Star Wars, is with the fucking chemistry test. Like,
and he honestly doesn't look that much like the parent, like how they describe Perrin in the books. He needs to be bigger. He needs to have like less, not quite as curly of hair. It's just not right, you know. It's not right.
You think Rafe just wanted to fuck him?
Probably. And I want Egwene and Nynaeve to watch.
Ooh. Then I want to watch Nynaeve and Egwene watch him watch. Watch.
I know. I was like, hang on a second. I can get into this. Hold on.
I want to watch the Watchers.
What if they're just watching?
So this is so fucking. Oh, that's right. Because that wasn't. Okay, as usual, people, and this is not a bit. I just don't actually know what the fuck's going on. There's the Shadow Spawn, and then there's who's got the amber for eyes?
That's Ishmael in disguise, basically.
That's right. Is Ishmael the one that wakes them up at camp before they run to Shadar Logoth, or is it a Shadow Spawn?
That was they're dreaming about Ishmael, yes, and then they all.
No, that's the first camp for sure.
Okay, no. Then it's just a Fade catching up to them, yeah, and Trollocs, by the way.
Yes, so a Fade walks up to their camp and wakes them up.
Hey.
And they somehow get on their horses and escape. What?
And they, and you know, speaking of Terminator 2 and the famous words of Axl Rose, time to die! That's how he woke up. No, exactly. And especially when, and I know Moraine is injured and I suppose Lan is probably consumed with that. A thing they don't really go into as much in the show is that people who can channel, especially if they're, you know, on the light, they can sense Shadow Spawn. Like, that's something they can kind of feel. They don't really know what it is at first, and then as they become attuned to it, they're like, oh, I have this itch between my shoulder blades, and it's like, you know, that's how they sense.
But if a Shadow Spawn gets close enough to touch you,
that's what I'm saying. They should have been like, hey, something's wrong. Lan at the very least, because like, Marine's kind of
sense. It's too late. It's too late. No one sensed them. The Shadow Spawn is in their camp. They should all be dead, right?
Well, technically, yeah. And the only argument I have is that Fades can do fucking shit with shadows to where they can kind of like go from shadow to shadow. So maybe, you know, somehow
spooked them awake.
Yeah, just maybe he was able to sneak. You know, maybe he had Nynaeve's tracking skills and snuck up on him. And
again, I don't care how he got there. Once he's there, they're all dead, right?
I mean, without killing him, you're not going to just run away from it. Yo, no.
Yeah.
But like if Lan stays and fights it and kills it, which I don't think he does, they all just take off. But yeah, no, at well, least, he's okay, just... not all of them, at least one person dies. One person would probably have to die or at the very least be injured, right?
Because there's no reason for him to sneak up on the camp unless he's going to start murdering. Right, so he gets close enough to tag you it, but then gives you time to run away.
But that actually is kind of true to the books because, you know, for a long time, they kind of just harried them because they wanted them to go to a certain place and they didn't know which one was the dragon. So, you know, I don't even have that big of a... And?
Yeah, finish your joke. A fade, a rabbi, and a priest walk into a camp.
And the rabbi circumcises the fade. Let's go.
Okay. Anyways,
you know, I was going to say too, you know, there are times like you ever like, you're like, I eat like chocolate late at night and I like burp, like I have indigestion. Like, you know, if you're like, do that, like chocolate burp where you like get choked. I sometimes think it's a bat though. I get scared.
Oh God, that fucking bat. I regretted motion smoothing immediately when that bat came up. I was like, can I make this great? I wanted to find the tracking button on my VCR and make it invisible. It's so gross.
I have best NPC.
Oh yeah, who's your NPC?
Lil Nubbin Sedai.
Lil Nubbin Sedai?
No hands.
Oh.
Look, Mom. No hands. I don't really have any other ones. That's the one. I didn't come up with any other ones.
We both went pretty dark. My NPC is the horse that gets consumed by ash.
At least it wasn't Bella.
So I want to get through this because I we're going to have to wrap up here kind of quickly, but I want to make sure we hit all of our points. So,
yeah.
Well, I only have like two or three points. And then
you're going to have to give me, you get yours out of the way and you're going to have to give me a speed round because I got stuff, but like it's all little things.
This is the part I do not remember at all from previous watching is when Matt's story about Layla.
About being gay for Perrin, yeah. Sorry.
No, I'm trying to be serious here. I actually like this part.
I am too.
When Matt is telling the kind story about how Layla made him the knife and how the knife was a tool, it was not a weapon, and that
Perrin's a tool.
He would use it. Matt would have to use that
to protect.
If he ever had to use it as a weapon, he would have to use it to save Perrin. Because most likely Perrin was in peril
because of Matt. Yeah.
And then Matt gives Perrin the knife, which is great for Perrin's arc because Perrin then, you know, it becomes a big deal for him to use tools and not weapons. So that's interesting.
Oh, okay.
And then immediately after that, Matt finds the weapon.
Yeah.
The ruby.
The light dagger saber.
So I thought that was very interesting. And then, I just have a couple of beautiful closing comments, I think. So go ahead.
Okay.
You don't have to rush too much. I just.
No, I won't. It's a lot of like one-liners. So I'm just going to kind of run through it. Best line of the episode, you know, try not to be an ass. She's not my favorite either, but until then, the lady does shoot fireballs, so let's try not to piss her off.
Fucking love that line so
much. We kind of already talked about it, like the pacing and the scenes. If you could have just kept things tighter and gave us more interactions like the White Cloaks, I think there would have been a lot more success overall in the show. I just, you know, the biggest mistakes are bad directing choices, pacing, and like dumb, you know, trying to get too cute and like put your own stamp on it. When you have such source material, there will be opportunities to put your own spin on things without trying to force feed us. He was trying to put a square, you know, square peg in a round hole a lot. And there were times when it was like, okay, that wasn't bad. I can't think of really one time when it was just like, oh, home run. But most of the time, you know, 8 times out of 10, it fell flat as fuck and it just didn't hit, or even worse, maybe didn't make sense, right? Even Valda just feeling on Moraine and just touching her, and Lan's like, why don't you keep your hands to yourself before I fucking cut them off? That's gangster shit. The way they're just like, hey, you're gonna have to dismount, like they're fucking like the FBI or some shit. Like, who the fuck are you guys? How about no? But, you know, she probably can't, you know, just burn 100, you know, white cloaks without them threatening her life directly. So boring. The music and the scenery and everything in the first seasons, like, I feel like the costumes and whatnot were tight, on point, right? They started to get over the top like halfway through season two. At first, you know, the music, the background music, the scenery, everything is pretty awesome. But I feel like they tried to lean on it way too much. We've already talked about that. Moraine and her Aes Sedai vagary, like, I don't blame Rand for being pissed off. You know, if I was his age and I went through what he went through in the last 24 hours, I might have some fucking questions. Why are there so many white people here? Would be my first question. No, I'm just kidding. We already talked about the Manetherin song, which was dope. I kind of like that. You're right, it being a little long, but you get a lot of lore. You get a lot of background. These people are like the ancestors of these people, so they're going to be fucking tough, right? And yeah. You get a few examples of it with the women just stabbing the Trolloc up and everything, even though the Trolloc just kind of like looked like he, you know, drank too much or something. He didn't know what he was doing. he was like, bro, you know, the story, like, I feel like if someone, you know, if somehow I was in a battle and someone killed my wife and I could just basically burn myself out to a cinder, but killing all of those Trollocs that killed my people and my wife, fair fucking trade. No better way to go out. That's some OG shit.
Yeah.
So, you know, like I said, you get the feels for the Eamon Field 5. Like that's one of the things that kind of makes you empathize with them and really want to root for them, in my opinion. The wolf stuff is so fucking weak at the beginning with his scratch on the leg. Like, it's what are we implying that he somehow was infected with his wolfiness? Like, what? There's absolutely zero reason for that.
There's a reason for that.
That's during the fire scene, and if he was asleep in Tel and Riad and it was some sort of symbolism, sure. But otherwise, no.
Well, no, when the wolf comes
it's confusing.
Up, no, I think it could have been handled better, but it makes sense to me that, I mean, that's what a wolf would do to a wolf. If your friend got a cut, that's how you'd clean it.
And so, knowing what I've told you about Perrin and his wolfiness, that's the way you would decide to start sprinkling that at us. There's got to be a better way. Like, there has to be a better way. Oh, I got scratched by the wolf. He licked it. And that's just confusing to me. People are like, wait, what?
Does Perrin ever get healed officially from his wound?
Yeah.
From an Aes Sedai?
He doesn't even have that wound. That's not even a wound in the book. It's not even a thing. It heals on its own.
So what happens in the show, though?
Nothing. I don't think they ever reference it again.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, you might see like a bandage on his leg or something, but no, it doesn't. It doesn't come back in any fucking way. That's what I'm saying. It's just the way he decided to do it, and then you didn't follow it up at all.
Well, I mean, Perrin's transition to a wolf brother obviously got neutered by the show getting canceled. So there's that. I'm definitely going to blame it partially on that.
Well, we get a little bit of it in the second season with Elias, and like, it wasn't the best, but I didn't mind it. I feel like it clearly was letting you know what was going on as far as
would you be mad if it came to light that a wolf could clean a Trolloc wound?
Like an Aes Sedai, like take the taint away? Okay, that's cool. Especially if it's, you know, no, that's fine.
So isn't that kind of what happened? I mean, I know they don't get it. They don't.
It really wasn't a Trolloc wound. He was wounded by the just running away.
No, that's a Trolloc wound. Because it's just there after the battle at the two rivers. So and it's gnarly. It's got some black to it. It's infected as fuck. Like, that's not burrs from running through the floor.
But, okay, let's just say, you know, devil's advocate, that's the case. You're never going to clarify it, ever?
Again, I'm...
That's not even 90 seconds of exposition at any point in three seasons.
They were definitely... Rafe definitely took the long... Like, he decided, like, this is where Rafe's a fucking asshole. Because instead of investing more time into the Wolf Brothers, we got to meet Moraine's sister. That was a terrible, terrible choice. But that doesn't mean that Perrin's season four, season five transition to the Wolf Brothers, we may have learned
right
about their ability to clean. I mean, also, I get you. I understand you.
Arrogance in in Wraith because you thought you were going to have time to do it and you fucking played around and like you didn't have a contract for six seasons. They said that's what they wanted to do. You know what I mean? Like,
but I am definitely going to, I'm going to officially like that's a new bit now, at least for the next couple episodes is Perrin's wound watch. And just to see like, if it just disappears after this episode, then I think you turned me.
I've forgotten a lot of stuff about the first season and that could be a possibility where it comes up, but I really can't remember it. So if they did it, they did it in a way that was unremarkable probably. I have a note. They have a huge fire. Well, no wonder the Fade found him, Billy Z.
Yeah.
Big fire on the top of a hill with some Stonehenge around it. Like, well, were you surprised?
Shocker. And you all fall asleep. Thanks, Lynn.
Yeah. Who's on watch? Who's on first? Nobody? Good. Let's go to the Haunted City. I'll catch up later, I promise. Like, that scene.
Yeah.
Wink. Hey, go there. You'll be safe. Okay. Also, you know, if the Trollocs are going in, I'm going to have some fucking questions. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But the immensity of the wall... The wall is, I think, another thing. It's like, that seemed ridiculous.
Well, and
Tarvalin's walls aren't that big.
The Trollocs wouldn't... They were already closer to the city than the Trollocs would get. They could have sat on the outside of that wall.
Yeah.
And been, and just lit a fire and just got their
watched
energy
them all down. Night, I guess. Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, you could have walked around, like if there's a halo around Shadar Logoth that they won't pass, or you just run through the city. Like, you know, there's a lot of Trollocs, but they're not going to create a moat around that fucking city. Like,
they're not going to get around the whole city by the time you go straight through it. Usually,
which I guess, the fact that Moraine is really fucked by now. Yeah. She can barely breathe, nonetheless walk. So
the wheel
but either way, road. Either way, you don't have to go to the heart of that fucking city and make camp.
Let's stay the night. No. No. House on Haunted Hill. Let's stay there. No, I don't want to do that.
Don't touch anything unless it's a really sweet dagger.
Yeah, with a ruby, you dumb fuck. Now I know where Matt is.
where's Barney?
We'll get there. I'm almost done. Like I said, I have questions. Deepwater's okay, but fuck that city. Perrin, I love his astute. There's no bugs or birds here. Oh, thank you, Dr. Doolittle. Is that really what's on your mind right now? I'd be more like, this is creepy.
You
notice that there are no birds in the middle of the night? Or bugs, for that matter? You turning over rocks, bro? Do you just notice bugs when you walk down the street? Because I fucking don't. Unless there's a line of ants. And if it's dark, guess what? I'm not looking for ants. I just think like, oh, this is fucked up. Would have been a better line. You haven't been there but like 8 seconds. And you're like, whoa, there's no birds here. Have you looked everywhere? You don't know that. Your specialty is wolves, guys, not avian stuff. Okay, I'm almost done. Who cares really? Perrin. You really actually gave Matt and Perrin's conversation. I was like, why are we having this conversation? But at least you gave it some meaning for sure to me. Like, oh, okay. That's kind of where it begins. His little conflict with weapons or tools begins before they meet the Tinkers. So it begins when he murders his dark friend wife by accident. We don't have time for that shit, Jeremy. Fuck off. I think that's it. Like I said, I'm going to try to... one of my things, you're going to do a bit, but mine is going to be, I'm going to try to look at moments where screen time could have been used better. Or if they completely killed it in certain senses, which I can't think of anything off the top of my head.
That's not a bit, Justin. That's rewriting the show from beginning to end. But it's your bit.
Great. Well, it's not a bit. I just like, that's what I'm going to do. That's one of the things I'm going to be every, you know, episode. Like, okay.
Well, it's funny that Jeremy brought this up because one of my bits now is, what are we watching right now that's good? So thank you, Jeremy, for helping.
Oh, I got it. I got one. You guys are going to love it.
I'm going to have to remember to only do one per episode. I don't want to blow my load.
Everybody loves blowing loads. I'm going to... okay, that's pretty much... I don't love the oil slick. I mean, Mashadar was a fog, and I think... I mean, maybe, I don't know, maybe it would have been hard visually to make it as creepy as the oil slick. The oil slick was creepy, but I just think, you know, I'm expecting Mashadar, and I'm like, that's the opposite of Mashadar, you know? The Mashadar, I think, is like the mist, you know, like...
I don't like that ever in shows because it always has to be manipulated in a way. Like, it always has to be just fast enough to make it exciting, but just slow enough. Like, you know, it's always bad enough when you see like Jason or Freddy running just the exact speed that makes them not be able to catch the person they're trying to kill. And like when it's a mystical,
so close.
When it's smoke or an oil slick. It's like
something inevitable. Why is it all like Thanos?
Why is it all of a sudden having trouble getting through?
Yeah,
there's no bugs in the ground slowing it down. We've
already... He's the dragon, bro. Magic.
Like,
first of all, I just want to say the way Rand was saved was magic. Very good, excellent, beautiful magic.
Like, I think it's one of those things. I think, you've already said that it basically has to be alive. But for me, the only way to make that good is to have it come from one side of the city and move at a consistent pace instead of speed up and slow down in a weird
way. It's something that, like, feeds on life essence or souls. So that's, like, in fear kind of. So, like, but that doesn't convey it either. It's just, like you said, it should have just been, like, a sweeping wave.
Yeah.
The fact that it, like, started to break off and follow certain people, and it's like,
and yeah, move, I mean, really fast
for continuity, really... you gotta split them up, but like the fog splits them up just fine because they're like, don't touch it. It's like, because the fog will just be kind of creeping across the like the road, and then if you get too close to it, then the tendrils will start slowly kind of like going towards you.
Well, and
like,
if it's
not like alive, an octopus trying to grab you,
if it's alive, then it wants to split them up, and it could maybe start in the either way, wherever it starts, it needs to move consistently in one direction and not in this weird fast, slow way.
Well, and also, like, the way Mashadar moves in the books series, that's exactly what it does. It starts to spread out like fog, and then next thing you know, they're kind of cut off from getting they only have one way out, and they barely get through it because it's not as fast moving as like the oil slick. It's more slow and very deliberate. But then all of a sudden, before you know it, you're like, fuck, we're hemmed up. You know, like, we can't get out of here. And it's just going to go like this and close in on you and you're dead. So that's all I got. But I got some good stuff. Where's Barney?
Yes.
He's left Prague. I don't know which way he went. Possibly Transylvania. I don't know.
Okay.
He's very pale. But he is trying to get rid of that ruby and that dagger. So he he said, I don't see how, if there's a line in this episode, he goes, I don't see how I could possibly be blamed for any of this. He's trying to avoid blame for anything that Rafe did. He's on the run.
All right. I know where he is. Where did it go? Let's go there. No.
He's also trying to gain money to look for Rafe to fight him. I have that as well. Maybe that's me. I don't know. That's a note.
He, to make his transition simpler, he went to Prague, Oklahoma. And his
transition. What transition?
Is from the show to back to reality.
Just a regular life.
Just been in Prague, climbing through the mountains of mist for a while. So he's like, I got to get the fuck out of here. So I'm going to go to Prague, Oklahoma. And in Prague, Oklahoma, there's no rivers. There's no mountains. He doesn't know which way is up. And so he's just been frightened and laying low there for the last 5 years.
Does he raise chickens or anything? Or he's like a hermit?
I think he's in the chicken coop. I think he's Debo, like fucking Debo in the chicken.
My mama can get me out of the chicken coop. Last thing. I got some fan casts for you.
Smokey's taking his shit.
I can tell nobody else though. So I got a fan cast for really just one character, but I have a lot of fan casts for it. Some are serious, some are funny. I'll let you decide which ones are which. Eamon Valda, my first one, Denzel Washington.
Oh,
you would have killed it, right?
You know what? I'm gonna be a dick just because, well, no,
I have a, no, I have slash Idris Elba, either one of them.
I was gonna say instead of Denzel's son, but I think just have them both in it. I think just have them both in it.
Ice Cube's son instead.
Oh,
complete left turn.
Fucking, I forget Denzel's son's name. I should know his name. Oh my god, did I ever tell you about the time I watched Tenet with Kelly?
No.
Have you seen Tenet?
Yes.
Oh, it's so fucked. She had a few.
Really good, but I like it was. It took a lot of unpacking to figure out what the fuck was going on.
I'm
not 100% sure.
Yeah, I that's one of the few of all the podcasts, the time travel podcasts I've done. Like, I would kill to do like two more on Tenet.
Really? Wow.
Oh, it's because it's so fun. Like, that movie, just like, it's the last time I watched it in two halves, and that helped a lot.
Really?
Because when you watch it,
they broke up that way. So.
And when you watch it all the way through, by the time you get to the ending, you're just fucking exhausted.
Yeah, your mind's like, fucking melting. That's the thing. I really liked it until like three quarters of the way through. Then I'm just like, I can't follow this.
My brain is, yeah. Watch it in three parts. Like, watch it an hour at a time. It's almost 3 hours. Like, it's fine. But anyways, Kelly was was kind of drunk. Like, she wasn't hammered, but she had a few drinks. And she's like, he walks like Denzel. Look at his walk. Look at his walk.
Man on fire, Denzel.
And it was like
side by side.
And she was it was just one of those drunk, hyper-focused things. And like after 2 hours, I'm like, I get it. I get it.
Yeah.
It's his son. Told
me 17 times. Good times. So these are kind of my jokey ones. I'll start with the less jokey one because he has. So have you seen Trainwreck?
It's been a long time. I saw like
right. Do you remember Method Man's part when he's the nurse for her dad?
No, I don't.
I'll call you when my body gets invaded by evil spirits. Because he's like, I was a doctor in my country. He has like an African accent, but he's like not doing it very well. so I was like, Method Man would have been a good Valda.
Yeah.
And these are the ones where it gets really a little bit more ridiculous. Steve Harvey.
These are all for Valda.
Yeah. Steve Harvey all was right. A giant. He'd have been like, I hate witches.
Yes.
And then also Dave Chappelle. He's walking around with a cigarette and be like, these bitches, they're channeling. I hate them. And they stink. and then the last one, which is just to be a dick, is Bill Cosby.
Oh, is Child Valda? I guess he probably is definitely black in the book, right?
They don't really cover it.
Okay. Then we don't have to go black.
I think he's a white guy, maybe. I don't know. I'm just basing it on the show.
I'm going to go Ethan Hawke.
Ooh.
Ethan Hawke.
What? The book Valda gives definitely cunty Ethan Hawke vibes for sure.
Yeah.
Not Training Day vibes, not Innocent vibes. Like, I can't think of a movie, but like I've seen him be that character. And you're like, oh yeah, you're a fuck.
If you've seen, what's the new thing I saw him in? I think I just put it in our chat. Jeremy, what's the show I mentioned? What's that?
Black Mask.
No, he's in like something brand new. Like it's another one that I, Lowdown. It's a new show. I forget what streaming service it's on, but it's just interesting to see him. He's going to be one of those. I mean, he's already a good actor and he is just only going to get better as he gets older and more grizzled. And it's so fucking great. But I think you're right. Now that I say it out loud, I think he might be too old for Child Valda. I think, but Jude Law could pull it off because he's got that really young face.
Yeah. Jude Law could pull it off. Definitely.
Yeah.
For sure. What have you watched Jason Bateman's new show? I haven't watched it. I heard it's
Black Rabbit. That's what made me think of Jude Law, actually. I'm really loving it. Again, Kelly started it with me because she loves Jason Bateman so much. She jumped on it, but now she's a little meh. And I'm like super excited. So I might have to finally like plow through something without her. Because there's a couple shows now that we've got into that
Jason Bateman's in a movie too, where he's like, God, I can't think of the name of
the one in the airport.
Yeah. I like that. I mean, I liked it because of his character.
Yeah.
But yeah, it doesn't have enough substance because you're like, why are you doing this?
Okay, it's a great half watch. It's a great half watch. Play some Tony Hawk, throw that on. It's fucking great. Mm-hmm. My last bit before by the way, I love that. I love the stunt casting. I gotta do
favorite thing, actually. I was like, that's what I thought about most of the episode. I was like, okay, we got to get some good ones.
Yeah. It's so funny because I love the idea of that bit, but I'm so bad at remembering names that I'm terrible at it. So I'm just like, I'm going to be like, hey, the guy who took my order in the Taco Bell drive-thru, I think he could do
it. He would be a great parent. What?
Yeah, exactly. He drooled on my taco and everything. But my new thing.
You mean drooled?
I got to give some credit shout outs. I'm going to give a credit shout out to the intimacy coordinator.
You can't eat those berries. They were in his pocket the entire day. Don't put them in your mouth.
don't. That's too intimate. That's disgusting. A Yarit Dor. I'm going to butcher these names. I don't care. But Yarit Dor, good job at making these two pieces of cardboard look like they want to touch each other. Good job.
Rand and Egwene.
Yeah. There.
Well, I think Yoshi had to learn how to act better because I'm pretty sure he's gay. So he's like, I don't want to touch her.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And I mean, and based on like, I want to give Rafe more credit than this, but I would be surprised if he hired any straight actors for this fucking show just to make sure it was the wokest thing that ever.
You know what sucks? Okay. I'm glad you clarified that because I'm like, you know what? I hate to be that way, but like sometimes it seems like some of his choices. Well, I mean, Taylor Napier is his fucking husband or whatever, and like
yeah.
He's not the worst actor either. But like, dude, he doesn't. It's like making. It's another base. I mean, he is in the books, but he's like basically a fucking made up character, and it's like
yeah,
there's over fucking 3 million words to this, and I, you know, I don't know, 1500 to I don't know 25. I don't know, so many named characters. Just pick one out of a fucking hat. And give them that storyline, because there's enough NPCs in this fucking book so where you can make it happen. And it kind of just makes me, that was one of the things that made me fucking crazy, actually. It's like, what the fuck are you trying to add stuff? So like I said, you forced it too much, right? Like you just, there were times when it could have came up naturally and you could have fucking killed it. And instead you just, you know.
Oh, he killed it. He killed it in a way different way. And then one
try
more.
This, try this poison pill. Try this. It's good for you.
The real hero of any set, the food runner,
Homelander,
the food runner, Yosef,
like the craft services person.
It wasn't, there was craft services, all those credits were there. I don't know what the food runner, like usually they have like food provided by and it's a company, or craft services provided by and it's a company. Like they had some people, and then there's just some dude like
Rafe's personal food runner,
just like I need an egg roll,
greased,
like,
just up, some, just greased. I need my takeout right now. And he's just like, yes, sir.
You know what, Rafe? The guy who injects sperm into your mouth is not a food runner.
No nutritional value, sir.
Okay, well, our very short episode is now longer than last week's. So
just like we drew it up.
The good news is it makes me so happy. Even if you cut the fat out of this episode, there is 60 minutes of woke content in this episode. And it's just, it makes me so fucking happy that we have so much to say, whether it's good, whether it's bad, whether it's funny, whether it's silly, that there's, and we're still watching the episodes that we've seen 100 times. Like we haven't even gotten to the meat of like, I literally don't remember.
I've only watched season 3 once. I watched every episode, like maybe once, maybe twice on some episodes, but yeah.
Yeah. Season 3 is going to be a like, wait, what? Like we might have to like watch season 3 and then rewatch season 3 right after it, just to be like, okay, how, you know, just to see how it really like, but I guess I forget. I keep thinking that like it's poor. It's, you know, we have so many episodes to talk about how frustrated it is that this got canceled. What's your rating for this episode?
I'm going to give it a 6.5. Like I said, had potential to be like a 7 or 8, but it had enough dumb stuff stacking up. And I'm being nice because, you know, if I was want to be really critical, some of the things they did would really just crush me. And I'd just be like, no stars. But, you know, as just a show, like there was enough good stuff to where, you know, like if I didn't get bored with it, it's a 6. And then there was enough stuff that I thought was cool that was like, you know, Valda eating the bird and making his mouth bleed and cutting her hands off and burning her and just stuff like that. There was enough good stuff like that where you're like, all right, you like watching it for the first time, you're like, all right, this is building, right?
Yeah.
You know, you're feeling pretty good about, you're like, hey, it's not perfect, but you know, we got to crawl before we walk. So you're feeling good about it, at least, you know, at first. So that's just kind of how I feel about it. And, you know, I wanted to love it so much. So I always really hung on to things that I liked, so, like certain parts of episodes. So
you're so right. Like 5 years ago, this is an 8 or a 9. Cause it's like, oh man, here we go. Like, even if there's problems with,
cause it's pretty different. Even like, you know, it is fantasy, but it's like like you said, don't make it Lord of the Rings. It's not Lord of the Rings. And the things that he fucked up on was, you know,
chasing.
It's a little too Shire-ish, dude, you know?
Yeah. I'm going to go I'm really close to you, just to not totally copy you 2 weeks in a row. I'm just going to say 6 again because I said 6 last week. I think it's better than not, but it could be better than not. And I'm hoping that I don't give every episode a 6 just because I don't hate it, but I don't love it. But I really want it to be good. I'm hoping that I, you know, I get to a 7 or an 8 on some episodes and then obviously shit on some episodes.
I'm not looking forward to the finale of the season because I listened to our episodes, one of the ones you just kind of re-released.
Yeah.
It was our finale episode. And I was like, you could tell, like, I know my voice. And I'm like, I was mad. I hated it, but I was trying to sell it. But I could tell my voice. I'm like, I kept going like, which means fuck it. I'm trying so hard to not shit on something. So like, I definitely am like, it's going to be low for the finale.
I'm,
season. It'll be low.
I'm really happy right now.
And I haven't rewatched it, I don't think, once since we did our shows on it.
Yeah, I haven't. I don't think I've ever watched an episode not for the. Well, no, I did. I haven't watched an episode not for this show, but I've definitely thrown it on. Yeah, it was when I first said it, Kelly was like, "Whew, really? You're gonna do it?" Like, it wasn't even about a canceled program. It's just like watching anything for the third time.
That isn't Deadwood.
She just watched Deadwood for the 10th time, but that's
dude, I fucking murdered the Deadwood show for a lot of years. Lisa and I did. Yeah, it's crazy.
That's awesome. You and Kelly could talk about that. Do you watch Justified too?
I never have, but I'm fucking gay as fuck for Timothy Oliphant. Have you guys ever watched Santa Clarita Diet?
Kelly did a little bit. I don't know why that one. I think it was just it came out at a weird time when we just weren't really watching anything, and then it's just not one of those shows you're dying to like. Oh, like I gotta go back.
I like watched it. Like I watched like the first like six episodes or whatever. I think there's eight or something in the first season, and I'm like, that's pretty funny. And then I watch it again, and I'm like, this show's fucking hilarious. Like, cause I love Timothy Oliphant, and Drew Barrymore's fucking ridiculous, and the daughter, the chick that's in Yellow Jackets, she's hilarious. Yeah. And then her next door neighbor, the kid who's in Vacation, he's so funny too.
Oh god. So what else? This kind of leads into it. What are you watching now that you're enjoying?
So, I haven't watched a TV show or a movie. I'm trying to think of the last thing that I watched.
God damn it. Justin is...
When I stopped watching, like, right after Lisa died, I went through my Marvel just every fucking day.
I was there for a lot of that, people. We watched...
And I started watching, rewatching this show. She's the gal, she plays the therapist in Step Brothers for Will Ferrell. And her name, I think, is Andrea Savage. And she had like a couple seasons of a show called I'm Sorry. I watched that a couple, but pretty funny. But what I have been watching is YouTube. And I've been watching a lot of Bill Dance Outdoors and Tactical Bassin.
I wrote this down before. I was like, I got to remember this bit. Wherever Justin is going with this, I got to remember this bit. And you just fed it right in. One of my favorite old bits ever is Brian Regan. And he's just like, who the fuck is watching these shows? You call up your buddy and go, hey, come over. I recorded a fishing show. No, a new one.
That's how I catch fish like these.
Donkeys. Justin Cooks. So Jeremy's gonna hate this because I haven't finished it. And Jeremy and I have been chatting on the side, and he didn't love the end of Alien Earth. But I'm about four or five episodes.
Jeremy's your side piece. Is that what you're saying?
Jeremy's my side piece. Oh, look at that.
That fucking.
But here's why I really like Alien Earth, because it's paying. You know, I know it's different because it's Alien Earth is paying homage to other movies and TV shows. So that's different, you know, and after, you know, we're in the middle of talking about a TV show that paid zero homages to its, where it came from, but like Alien Earth,
even when
like,
it tried to. Just...
Yeah. It's got little pieces of every, like it just, here's something I love. I might've even mentioned this on last week's podcast. So sorry if I'm repeating myself already. Like, I remember listening to an article or a documentary, or maybe it was a commentary of the director of Aliens just being like, the scene needs something. Like it needs something. And that's where the chains and the water and the rain came from, or the moisture came from, was just because the director was like, I need to make this more fucking interesting. Like, I don't care that there shouldn't
about,
be
like, original aliens when they're like doing the fight, or what are you talking about?
No, just the ambiance. Oh, like, okay. Like in the ships, there's always chains hanging, which they usually use the chains to lock down like ships and stuff, or things they're going to need when they land. Like the chains do technically have a thing, but there's that's way perfect. Too many of them. And then there's water dripping. Anyways, it's the dumbest.
It's, gas and whatever.
It's the dumbest fucking thing ever. But because of that, other alien shows have done it. And other alien movies have done it because they're just like, this is This is what this fucking world is. And let's just
precedent.
We're in this world. And so, yeah, the alien Earth, it's got that. Like, there's chains and water for no reason in some scenes. But it's like, it's just like, okay, the person who's making the show has fucking watched the movies and isn't trying to make it stuff. And there, he is making things it's not. I hate to say it, I don't think it's a bad thing. There's some woke shit in Alien Earth, but they're adding it on to the beautiful world.
If you can make it happen organically, it's fine. Yeah. It just, yeah. Like I said, when you try, like I said, it doesn't, and it doesn't matter that it's woke shit. I don't give a fuck about that. Like, but if you try to cram it and it doesn't feel right, it makes everything about what you're doing that episode or that scene not feel organic. And it makes it not, you know, the whole point of shows and fantasy shows especially is you want to be immersed in the world that you're watching. And when you have something, it's like if they said shit in Star Wars instead of Bantha Poodoo or motherfucker instead of, you know, whatever their motherfucker is, you know, it's like you lose the canon, you lose the world, you lose the magic of that immersion. And then it's just some fucking dickheads playing, they're LARPing in the forest,
yeah,
pretending magical, you know, they're acting out D&D, which is fucking fine. I don't want to watch a TV show that they're saying is something else when they're trying to make it that. And I don't know. So many times I'm like, dude, you're the enemy all along.
Hey, I just want to apologize to Jeremy. I'm new at this, and so I had my comment stalled at some point, so I haven't been paying attention to his last. Here's a fantastic little message from Jeremy. So we got that going on.
Is Alien Earth, is that a show or is it a movie?
It's a show.
Okay.
It's a show, and it takes place before, it's like 2 years. It starts 2 years before the original Alien movie. So if it does well and they continue, the Alien story will take place inside this show.
Criminal Minds Fresno, shut the fuck up. I will never watch The Bear because TV shows about cooking are fucking fake.
I don't hate The Bear, but Jeremy's love for it is disturbing.
Because he's never worked in a fucking kitchen, that's why. If I ever meet Bradley Cooper, I'm going to punch him for that fucking stupid chef movie he made because it was terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't really like Bradley Cooper anyway, but like that was a fucking travesty.
You don't cook with tweezers?
Oh, yes, I have.
Ugh.
What's weapons? Have you guys seen... did any of you guys watch that new vampire movie? God damn it, I can't think of the name of it right now. Son of a bitch.
I don't watch vampire movies.
It's I don't either. I didn't know it was a vampire movie. You don't realize it's a vampire movie until like halfway through almost. It's got Michael B. Jordan in it. He plays...
Sinners!
Yes, yes. Thank you. That's good. Amazing. I liked it. I thought it was amazing. Great. The music, the way they added in the music in with it and stuff, I thought was really fucking cool. And I don't know who any of the like the Irish white vampires are, but they were all amazing too. Dude. And so a lot of the good like classical like black actors that you've seen, like the big guy, he's been in a million things. He's kind of a big, kind of a fatter guy, big guy. A lot of the actors that are really, really good were awesome. They were just awesome in it. I thought it was a pretty good movie.
Weapons. Yes. Anyways, Sinners is so good because, Weapons. Yeah, it's on my list.
What's
Jeremy?
Weapons?
It's
on my What's list. Weapons? I don't remember that one.
I don't know how to post things on here, so you'll have to look it up. Yes, I'm excited to watch Weapons, Jeremy. I'll get on that as soon as I watch the new Tron movie, and I don't care if it's bad. I want to see Tron. All right. What I really need to do is get some sleep.
Go.
So
yeah.
We can talk about this again.
I have been up since 9 o'clock last night. So.
Oh my God. I love you so much.
My sleep schedule's so fucked up, bro. I'll be up awake for 24 hours and then I'll sleep for 17 hours on my days off.
Jeremy, thank you for being here in the way that makes you comfortable. I will take I'll take you on my sidebar. It's better than not having you around at all. So.
Could be our side piece, baby boy.
Yeah, definitely. We'll see you fuckers next week.
No, may you always find water and shade. Peace favor your sword. Jeremy, thanks for coming, man. I'll see you later, Dez. I love you, brother. Sorry I fucking made you double the time you wanted to spend on this.
No worries. I started late and this was so, if this wasn't fun, I would have cut you off a long time ago and just been like, I'd rather be sleeping, but I wouldn't rather be sleeping than doing this. So
yeah, no, I'm glad that we both still are not so angry that we can't talk about it. And I mean, like, obviously you and I could talk about how there's no bugs here for hours, but you know. Love you guys. I'll see you later.
Good night.
And then you can put it in a brown paper bag and come put it in my hand because I'm ready to eat.
And then.
No, no, and then.
And then.
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 No, no, and then.
And then.
And then I'm going to come in there and I'm going to put my foot in your ass if you say and then again.
And then again.